So Tashma, come and bring your proof. Tatani will learn like this. Omer Rabbi Yehuda of Yehuda says, Omer lefnei Rabbi Gamliel, they said in front of Rabbi Gamliel, Ho yo vizu ishtoi. Vizu ishtoi, since both cases it's his wife. Whether they only made Erisin, or whether they made Nesuyin, in both cases it's his wife. Zu mochra botel, just like you say, when they have Nesuyin already, everybody agrees if she sells it now. The mechir is botel, it's nothing because it's meshur bitza. The husband has the right to use the property. If zav zu mochra botel, that was the question. Here also, even though they only made Kedushin, they only made Erisin, it was also bothering him though. Since Lamaisa, they made Erisin already, and the husband like owns his wife, so right then it should be that the husband has the rights to the property, and she should not be allowed to sell it. That was a new discussion. On this, Omer Lehen, on this it says that Gamliel answered him back and said, no, just the opposite. Alachadoshim on the Boshim. That we don't even understand, we're embarrassed, like we don't understand that halacha even. We don't even understand how come if she received it after the Nesuyin, like so what? So what if they made Nesuyin already? But Lamaisa, the property fell to her. We don't even understand there how come she's not allowed to sell it. But okay, that much it says though, that if it first falls to her, after they made Nesuyin, then it says such a strong din, the husband has the rights over it, it's like Meshubah to the husband, she can't sell it anymore. But Elishatim, Megalglam, Aleinu, Asa Yeshonim. But you even want to ask because you don't understand the old halachas. And the Chur Gamliel said, that's Pshita. That since they only had Erisin, they didn't have Nesuyin yet. So therefore the husband doesn't own his wife's property so much. Therefore she's allowed to keep it. Therefore she sells it as Takachel. So Shemamina, here it's a proof that the Yevet Kama Shemamina. Here it's a proof that what was bothering Rabbi Yehuda was according to Beis Hillel. What did Beis Hillel say? That if she sells it, b'di'evet, it's takachal, it's a good mechira. It was bothering him, Yehuda, why? Why should the mechira be chal? He held that when the husband makes erisin, it's his wife, he owns his wife. So like the property that she owns now is meshubah to the husband, so she shouldn't have a right to sell it. So it was bothering him, why does Beis Hillel say even b'di'evet, if she sells it, it's good? Now this one, Gamliel answered back, that's not a kasha. Said, l'maisa, the property goes to the wife, it's hers. And the Ikha Kinyan Aguf is hers. Therefore, if she sells it, Havad the Mechir Rizchal. Tanya, we learned like this. Omar Rabbi Chanina Ben Akavia. Chanina Ben Akavia says like this. Loika Cheshivon Rabbi Gamliel Lechachomim. No, that's not the way Rabbi Gamliel answered back to Chachomim. Elaka Cheshivon. But rather, this is the way he answered him back. Elaka Cheshivon. This is the way he answered him back. In Mamarto, Benesuya, Raguil says, if you want to ask me the question of Benesuya, where the husband already made Nesuyin, and then the wife receives the property, that over there it says that she can't sell it, you know why? Shekein Bailo Zakoi Bimitsuyosa. But that's Balocha. After you make Nesuyin, that's the Gemara of the Kinyan Ishus, then the husband has the din. That if she finds anything, any mitzvah that she finds, has to go to the husband. Over my siyodeho, any work that she does and the paycheck that she gets goes to the husband. Over forest nedarim, nedareho. Then the law is if she makes a neder after they have nesuyin, the husband is the complete owner and he by himself can be made for the nedarim. So you see that when they make nesuyin, now it's considered like the husband has the rights over his wife. So that's why it's good in the Sefer it says that if after they made Nesuyin, now his wife yashins property from her father, or now somebody gives her a present, it's good why it says she's not allowed to sell it. Because since she first receives it after Nesuyin, it belongs to the husband like. Even the guf doesn't belong to him. But I call upon him as Meshubit, he has a right to use it, to plant in it, and to plow there, and what grows out belongs to the husband. Tayomru Mashenkin, you want to tell me the Arusa, where the only made Kedushin, only made Erisin, there the halacha is the Kinyan is not so strong yet. Because Shein Bailo Zakoi, Loibe Mitzayosa, Veloibe Maisi Yodeho, Veloibe Aforasna Doreho. When the husband only makes Erisin, he does not get the Mitzias what she finds. She keeps it for herself. The paycheck that she gets, she keeps herself. If she makes a neder then, the husband by himself is not allowed to be made for it. You need two, you need the husband and the father. So you see, by Erisin alone, she's not called in the husband's complete reshus yet. So therefore, it's very good if she receives property when she only has their sin. It's in her property. It's in her rishus. She's allowed to sell it. Amru loy Rebbe. So Rebbe said back to Gamliel, said like this. Amru loy Rebbe that mochra, the word lo, the Bach takes out, mochra atchaloy niseis. What's going to be the case if she sells it before she made nisuyin? Mochra atchaloy niseis. Rashi says, Amru la Rebbe, mochro atzla nises. Nirin devarecha, I understand what you're saying, b'moicheres b'yei darusa. But I understand you, Rav Gamliel, that if the wife sells it, when she's still in Arusa, then it's very good. Why, what she sells is good? Because since the husband does not have a complete ownership over her yet, he didn't make nisuyin yet, so therefore her property still belongs to her, that's why it's good when she sells it, it's okay. But nises, v'yachakach mochru mahu. What's going to be the loch again? Rashi says, nechosim shenofu lo kredim nesuyin. Mahu. What's going to be where the wife yashened her father or somebody gave a present before the nesuyin? True, after the yerusin, but before the nesuyin. So since she received it before the nesuyin, it like belongs to her. And then they made nesuyin. So true, now the husband has a complete control over her. What's the loch in such a case? Is she allowed to sell it or not? So the gold boss at the beginning, when she first received the property, she only had Kedushin Erisin, so it's like in her Rishur, she could sell it even later, or else maybe no. Once they make Nisuyin, now like the husband takes over completely, she can't sell it anymore. Oh, Maluhu, so the Gamliel answered back, Afzu, Moicheris, Nesenes Akayim, even in such a case, if she sells it, the Mechir is okay, since she received it only when they had Kedushin. She received it before they made Nisuyin. It's like we see this property goes directly to her. It's called her property. So even after, when she has Nisuyin with her husband, it doesn't go away from her. She is like the owner. True, Kolzaman, she owns it. The husband has the right to Paris. But if she sells it, her Mechir is good. So on this, now the Chum say back, Omruloi. Now it's very good. The Chum asked the Kasha about to Gamliel. Why? Hoyo v'zakoi. Beisha, since after Nisuyin now, that the husband has his wife completely, lo yiske v'nechosim, shouldn't it be that loch, even though she received the property before Nisuyin? But the Chura now, when the husband makes Nisuyin, now the husband's complete control over her, so she should not be allowed to sell it. That's the Kasha on Rabbi Gamliel. Amalahem, even on this, Rabbi Gamliel answered back and said, no, ala chadoshim on uboishim. We're embarrassed, we don't even understand the first halacha, the new halacha. That's why, that even in the case where she receives a nechosim after nesuyin. I don't understand that. So what if they're married with a nesuyin? But the mice of this property goes to her? So I don't understand that too clearly. How come she can't sell it? But okay, that much I'll take it, that it says she can't sell it. But Elishata Megalgal Malaynu as Yishonim, you want to ask us even this old question about in the case where she received the property when she only had Erisin. Even that you have a cash, you don't understand why she's allowed to sell it, or even that if she does sell it after the Nisuyin, you don't understand why the sale is good. Just the opposite, it's very good. The property came into her possession and she keeps it. Even after the Nisuyin, so what? Still called her property. Therefore, if she sells it, avad the loch is, the sale is chal. The only time, if she sells it, it's no good, is where she receives the property after they have nisuyin. If the husband first makes nisuyin with her, and now she first gets this property, so since at this time, when it comes to her, right away the husband has the shibbet to use it, there we see like it goes to the husband, he has possession over it, that she's not allowed to sell it. For the Gemara, Iva, non to non, we learned like this. For nan tanan, ad shaloi nisseis, v'nisseis. What's going to be in this case, mamish, where she yashin her father's property before she had nisuyin with her husband? V'nisseis. And then they made nisuyin. So it says, Rabbi Gamliel loymer, imoch rabbanos makayim. That if she sells it, it's takakayim. So Rashi says, like this, okay, Yafinin. For nan tanan, ad shaloi nisseis, v'nisseis, Rabbi Gamliel loymer, imoch rabbanos makayim. Omer Zvid. So on this we learned, Omer Zvid. Tony moicheres v'noisenes v'kayim. Rashi, Tony moicheres v'noisenes v'kayim. But the kasher is For not nan, it says Gamliel Oima, im mochrib nasakayim. Mashma Gamliel says no, only if she does sell it, then it's okay. But Mashma Gamliel holds lechatchila, she's not allowed to sell it. So the question is why? The way this gangster is, Gamliel is saying, that's for sure she's allowed to sell it. Even lechatchila. Like if she yashened the property before she had nesuyin, so we see it go straight to her, that she's allowed to sell it lechatchila even after the nesuyin. And Lechura and Gamliel, the Mishnah says not like that. He says, Loshen just, that in Mochura, if she sells it, it's okay. But Mashmul Lechatchila, she's not supposed to sell it. So this the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Zvid, Rav Zvid says, Henechnami changed the Girsa. But rather, Tony learned like this. Tani learned, Moicheres v'noisenes v'kayim. Lechatchila. No, she's allowed to do it, she's allowed to sell it, she's allowed to give away the property for a present. That since she received it, before they made Nisuyin, the property goes straight to her. She's the complete bailum over it. If she wants to, she can sell it. And then the husband can't do anything about it. We have Papa and Papa said that this is like Kasha. I'll tell you, no, there's no Kasha altogether. So what? Ho Rabbi Yehuda Alibud Ram Gamliel. One is going, Rabbi Yehuda is saying Alibud Ram Gamliel. And Ho Rabbi Chanina Ben Akavya Alibud Ram Gamliel. That the two Amaroyim learning Pshat in Ram Gamliel. So Rashi learns like this. Masnis and Diktani Immochro, the Mishnah that says only B'dieved, if she sells it, it's okay. But Mashmul Lechatchil, if she asks us, we would tell her not to sell it. Rabbi Yehudi, he goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Diyo Masik V'yomalor, he himself came out and said, the Sphere Le'alib, the Rabbi Galeon, Afilu B'yadarusa Le'tim Chalachila. He's the one that says that even B'shaf Erisin, if she received it, she's not supposed to sell it Lechatchila. The Alpha God, the Arabic Hanina, the Sefer, Lab Mordom Kiyah, so then that's worth no stira. One goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, he tackles that Lechatchila, she's not allowed to sell it, and the one that's Mashmul Lechatchila, she's allowed to sell it, that goes according to Rabbi Hanina, Ben Akavia. For the Mordom now, Rabbi Hanina, Ben Akavia, the Churuk Yabbe Shammai, the Churuk comes out now, he's saying like Be Shammai. If he's the one that says she's lara sell lechatchila, that's beishamet halacha. Because now it's like Rashi's betamiya. So beisilu lafilu b'maycheres b'erusin amri lechatchila loy. V'yembo lekeach lebezdin limlach arminu leloy tizvin. It's called shechem mishenisays. And lechura bechlina ben akav has to go according to beishamai. Because beisilu says in the Mishnah that if she receives the property after erusin, even though she's only an arusa, lechatchila she's not supposed to sell it. That's what Beis Hillel says. So how could the Chanina say, no, she's allowed to sell Lechatchila even after Nisuyin? The Churoni comes out according to Beis Shammai, and usually you don't pass like Beis Shammai. So Terry says, I'll tell you, Rabbi Chanina himself is going to say, Hochi Kama. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya is saying like this. He's arguing and saying that Loi Nechluku Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel Adov is there. He says, no, there's no Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. They both agree that if she received the property before Nisuyin, then it goes straight to her, and she's the owner. If she wants to, she can sell it. Even the Chatchila, Basil also agrees, she's allowed to sell it even after the Nisuyin. So therefore, it's no Kasha Nechanina Ben Akavya. All right, turn over. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Ravu Shmuel, the Amri Tavayu. Both Rav and Shmuel both say, that bein shenoflu lo nechosim achle nesarsa, whether she yashin her father or she received the present, she got karka before she had erusin, before she got married. Bein shenoflu lo nechosim ish nesarsa, or even in the case where she first received this property after she had erusin, after she had kedushin, v'nisays, and now lemaisa they had nesuyin, and now she goes and sells it. So Rav and Shmuel say that Habal Moitzim Yad HaLakuches. She know nothing doing. That once they have Nisuyin, now this property is like Meshubah to the husband. The husband has the right to use it to get the peris, the produce of the karka. Therefore, she has no right to sell it. And if she sells it to somebody, the husband has the right to go to that person and get it back. That's what Rav and Shmuel says. Everybody agrees to this. That once she had Nisuyin, even though she received the property before Erisin, so what? But once they make Nisuyin, the husband has the right to use it. So Churuk Kaman, who's he going like? To like Rabbi Yehuda, for like Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, he's going like neither of them. Because Rabbi Yehuda said, according to Rabbi Gamliel, true, Lechatchila she should not,
But for the evidence, she sells it, it's okay. And the Chanina by the Kavi says, even the Chatchila, she's allowed to sell it. So who could Rav and Shmuel go like that? They say no, even by the evidence. If she sells it, nothing doing, who do they go like? And the Gemara, Inu, the Amrik, Rabbi Seinu. Rav and Shmuel hold, like we learned by our Rabbi Seinu. The Tanya we learned like this. Rabbi Seinu, Chozru, Benimnu. The Rabbi Seinu means the later door, the later Bezdin. They retracted what was learned before, and they said like this. That Bein Shenoflu Lo Achler Tesaris. Whether she received this Yerusha from her father, or she received this present before she even had Erison, before she even got married. Or whether she received this present after the Kedushin. But for this case, now Lamaisa she has Nesuyin, is Alocha Habal Moitzimet Halakuchis. Nothing doing anymore. She doesn't have the right to sell it anymore. That once they make Nesuyin, now the husband, he has the right to keep it. He has this Meshubatim to use it for the Paris. Therefore, she sells it now. Rav and Shmuel hold like this. Rabbi Seinu that the Mechir is not Chal, the Maton is not Chal, the husband has the right to go get it back. But now our Mishnah says that Misha Nisais, let's say she first receives a property, the Yerusha, the present, after she has Nisuyin, is able to be able to Moedim. Everybody agrees in this case that nothing doing. If she first receives the property after the Nisuyin, that she can't sell it. Everybody, even Beis Shammai, agrees that the husband has the right to keep it. The Chura Leima Tanila L'Takona Susha. The Chura Tzarayit from our Mishnah to the Takona that was learned in Usha, the place of Usha. The Yomer Rav Yosef Bar Mechanina. The Usha, the place called Usha, is Kino. The Chom over there made a new Takona that a Isha Shemachra. The Nichse Milug, if a wife sells from her property that she yashin from her father, or somebody gave her a present, that the property that belongs to her, that's called Nichse Milug, that belongs to her, so if she sells it, when her husband is still alive, she goes and sells it, and then umesa, she dies, so halacha is habal moitzim yad halakuchis, that the husband has a right to go to those people that she sold it, and says, I have it, that when my wife dies, the halacha is, when your wife dies, the husband yashins his wife, and he has the right to say now, that I'm a lekech rishon. So that was Usha's Takana. So Chur Tzarayah from our Mishnah is talking about L'churi after they have Nesuyin. So you see, once they have Nesuyin, even if the wife sells it, the husband has the right to get it back. So Gemara says, no, our Mishnah is saying a big Chiddush, that Takana Susha. Masnitz, and our Mishnah is talking about Bechayel. Our Mishnah is talking about Kol Zaman's husband is alive. In other words, they made Nesuyin. They made Nesuyin, and now she yashins her father. If she sells it, our Mishnah says, the husband has the right to take it away. All the Paris, he can keep it because he wants to eat the Paris of it. Takonis Usha, you know what that's talking about? The Gufa Shakaka. There is talking about that his wife died. So now it's a question, does he yashin the Guf, the capital, the property itself? That's the Chiddush, that the husband has the right to take it away, Uliyachamisa. To get the Guf for the Kaka, that's only after your wife dies. Because calls the man, the guy's wife is alive. Of God, the Guf for the Kaka belongs to your wife. She yashin it from her father. Somebody gave it to her for a present. The goof, the capital of the property, belongs to her. When she's alive, it's only the husband has the right to eat the paris, the produce that comes out of the cock he could use. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. Mashenke, the Konas Usha is talking about the goof, the capital of the property itself, that after the person's wife dies, then he yashins it. So that's the corner over there, that even if she sold it, the Maisa, the husband has the right to get it back after she dies. Right. Then the end of our Mishnah says, Rav Shimon chilek ben nechosim. Rav Shimon made a difference whether the nechosim the husband knew about, then the sale doesn't take place. Whether it's property the husband did not know about, then the sale does take place. So the Mishnah more explains, Elohein yiduin, what's called property that the husband knows about, the Elohein shen yiduin, what's called property the husband does not know about. Omer Rav Yosef ben Bechanina, yiduin means mekakoi, that means property, karka. It means everybody knows about land. That's something everybody knows about. That's called the husband knows about it, that she can't sell it. Shein yiduyin, what's not known, means metaltlim, utensils, things you can move around. That's not called you know about it. Since it's movable, that's something that she could sell. Rashi says, V'yamanas oysen chosem nisais. The husband knew she has this property, and he married her because of that. The figure, therefore, she sells it as bottle. Mashenkin metaltlim, he doesn't mind so much, therefore she's allowed to sell it. For Rabbi Yechonon says no. For Rabbi Yechonon Omar Eilu V'Yelu Yiduin Hein. Both of them, whether it's utensils or whether it's karka property, it's both called, if the husband knows about it, it's called he knows about it. But V'Yelu Hein Shen Yiduin, what's called property the husband does not know about, Kol Sheyashev Es Kan, where they're living here in one city. V'Noflu Lo Nechosim B'Vdina Sayom, and a father dies, or somebody gives a present on the other side of the sea, that's called the Chosim Shen Yiduyim. Like if you're here in L.A., and somebody gives you property, Chos in New York, in Eretz Yisrael, that's called En Yiduyim. Like he's not Samech Das, he never saw it, it's too far away, he doesn't have his mind on it. So therefore the husband marries his wife, even if he'll never see that property. Therefore she sells it, it's okay. Mashenkin property that's around town, the husband is Samech Das, he's marrying her because he knows she has it, therefore he's not allowed to sell it. Tanya Nam Yoch, we learn about this also. Eilu Hein Shen Yiduyin, what's called property the husband does not know about, called Sheyashev Es Kan, they're living over here. V'noftu lo nechosim b'medina sayom, and somebody gives her a present, or Sheyashim's her father's nechosim, on the other side of the ocean. That's called the husband doesn't know about it, even though he knows about it, but it doesn't mind, he doesn't think about that property so much. Therefore, the Nekdushi didn't marry her because of that property, therefore she's allowed to sell it. Now the Gemara says the Maisa. It used to happen a case of a lady that she became an Amona, her first husband died, and now she wants to remarry. In other words, she's an Amona, and she owns a lot of property. Now she wants to remarry, but she's afraid that a new husband will take away all her property. So she wants to do something to protect that her property should always stay by her. So what she did was, Kasvinu Lebrata. She wrote up a shtar matana now saying, I'm giving all my property to my daughter. Now she had a daughter from the first marriage, so what she's doing now is she's giving her daughter a present, all the karka that she owns. So in Tzavo, she got married to a new husband, and right now she owns no property. What happened was, Vigrisha, and later she got a get. Goodbye with the second husband. After she got a get, now is